Hey, this is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 232 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. And I am super excited to bring you my interview with Tariq Sykes from Barbecue with Reek Reek. It's spelled BBQ with R-I-C-R-I-C, Barbecue with Reek Reek on all the social media, YouTube as well. First off, he's just a cool guy. I got to know him when I started to notice that he was going to visit Tyler Harp when he was over at Crane Brewing and his pop-ups. And I started to see the photos and the video, and I'm like, just something really cool about this guy, and he's super passionate. So we've been kind of going back and forth and finally did this. And it's cool because he is now starting to do original content for the Barbecue League, which is thebbqleague.com. It's a subscription-based service. I think it's like $8.34 a month, but billed annually. I think $100.08 or I'm just doing the math in my head. It's about $100 for the premium package, and then there's another package, which is just $4.99 a month. Great content. He's doing content for that. There's a bunch of other content on that. He's also doing stuff for his YouTube show, and we just talked about barbecue and his background. He's moved around a lot. He's lived in Iowa, Brooklyn, Chicago, and then made his way back to Kansas City. We'll hear that story during the interview. But along the way, he was always into grilling. Always the first, if it was a family function or whatever it was, he was always wanting to man the grill or be around the grill. So that's how he got his barbecue bug. And then when he knew he was moving to Kansas City, he upped that game and he's moved forward with that. What his videos will be doing, he'll be doing stuff for the Barbecue League, but he'll also be doing cooking videos and his own content, as well as he does content for other stuff. And two, he goes through a list of all the different companies he's worked for, different brands. He's done a lot. He has a background in photography and video editing, and so he has all those skills. So I know you're going to really like it. I like to introduce people in the barbecue world that you may not know of. I know you'd be following Barbecue with Reek Reek for sure after this, and I'll also put links below because he has a bunch of apparel that he just launched. Hats, hoodies, shirts, tons of cool stuff. So check all that stuff out in the link below. I can't thank Tariq enough for taking the time, and the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast and YouTube show is brought to you by Treaty Oak Distilling. That's treatyoakdistilling.com. As I mentioned many times, you can go visit them at their physical location, but also you should check online and see if they are open on specific days. They're open Friday, Saturday, Sunday for sure, but they might have extended those hours, and as things go in the world, you never know when something will be open and when it won't be. You can try all their liquor, cocktails, pre-mixed cocktails that they have, beer, wine, food at Alice's Restaurant, barbecue. Great spot, great people. I'm glad to be part of the Treaty Oak family. Again, it's treatyoakdistilling.com. And if you're digging these, please subscribe. That way you don't miss out. I'm putting out about two or three of these per week. I have a website at kevinsbbqjoints.com with links to this podcast, this YouTube show, as well as all the others, and original content, write-ups, breaking news, all that good stuff. I'm on all the social media at Kevin's BBQ Joints. And as I mentioned last few episodes, I have a new website coming out this month, September. I think it's going to be really, really cool, great, useful tool. So check back for that. But at the end, support local, support your local barbecue joint, sandwich shop, whatever it is. Support them. That way they'll be around when we get past all this stuff. Thank you again for listening. I definitely appreciate it. Have a good week. Well, cool. Well, how are you doing right now? How are you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm just off work, chilling. First time to go to bed.
So you work a crazy shift. What's your shift?
So right now I'm doing 6 to 2:30, Monday through Friday. The next week it'll change again. And so we'll be doing, 9 to 6 or 9 to 6:30 something.
What do you do?
I'm a custodian for a school district.
This is good because a lot of people probably wondering, how are things going with that whole situation? Because the school situation, it's starting to really boil up because people don't know. How does it feel at your school?
So I've been at this job for a month now. I was working for the city, and then I transferred to this job. And
oh, cool.
It's getting a little hectic because we don't really know. Like, it's not like 100% set in stone if they're going to do homeschool, if they're going to, you know, we got rumors of homeschool. We got rumors that they'll come one day a week. We got rumors of half the kids will come in the morning. Another set of kids are coming in afternoon. We don't know what's going on yet.
Probably won't know till the day, and I'm sure it'll probably change too.
Exactly. Yeah. And then it was like, it was homeschool, but the teachers will still be here doing the video stuff, and we'll still have to come and clean up behind them.
That's true.
You just don't know yet.
Be careful. Be very careful. That's the main thing.
For sure.
I'm sure you're well aware of being careful.
Yeah.
I love that. That's so awesome. How many of those did you have made?
I got a first batch of 12, and then I'll be doing some more soon, and then I'm going to put them up on the website.
Cool.
With the t-shirts.
That's rad. I love that hat too. I'll put links to all that stuff.
Sweet.
You know what's funny too is I was talking to somebody. They're saying how overseas you'd see like in Asia whenever they'd have like a not a pandemic but problems, they'd have just basic masks. But here in America, we're like making things fancy.
You know, they've been wearing masks in Japan forever.
Uh-huh.
That's always been a place I wanted to go to. So
I lived there after college. I took Japanese in college, and it's wonderful. I didn't have a lot of cash, so it wasn't as much fun as it would be. If you have money, it's fun to go. Where did you grow up, and where do you live right now?
So I was born in Waterloo, Iowa. Left there when I was 4 with my mom and moved to New York and Brooklyn, New York. There from 4 till I was 21. I went to Chicago and worked with the uncle at the University of Illinois. I did that to save money up to go to electrician school. And then I went to visit my dad in Iowa, and then I just ended up staying, working at IBP. You know, at 21, coming home in 1 week with $600.
That's nice.
Like, that was cool.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
Worked us to death, but it was cool. So then I was there from summer of 99 to 2009. I went back to New York to pursue photography and videography, and did that, accomplished what I set out to go do. Then I moved to Kansas City in 2017. So throughout those years, I just always gravitated to the grill, you know, with family gatherings and stuff. So when I knew I was coming here, I just started reading and studying and watching YouTube videos. And
yeah, definitely.
Just learned the skill of smoking meats. Like, it just, I knew I was coming, so it was like, so when I get there, I'm not learning nothing. I'm not struggling.
You're ahead of yourself.
Yeah. So I got here and it was just, I started cooking.
Why did you come to Kansas City? Was that because, like, was there a specific reason or a certain job or something that?
I got married.
Oh, there you go. That'll do it.
I got married, and that since has not worked out. So I'm here.
Well, I've been there too. I was married for a little bit, and I'm not married right now.
Yeah.
I don't think you're the only person. it sucks regardless, but it's part of life.
No doubt. And, you know, you pick everything up and you figure it out, work through it, and move forward.
Everything that I've seen that you put out, everything that you've done is full of positivity. So it doesn't seem like I didn't know that you were separated or divorced or whatever you are. So it's It's definitely. So now, when you went to Brooklyn, what was Brooklyn like living there during that time?
So when I first moved there, me and my mom moved, and we stayed with my aunt in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn. And so it was just, you know, I kind of remember how Iowa was, and, you know, I just was playing a lot at that age, and then moving to Brooklyn, it was the same thing. I was running behind them. My older cousins, and I just fit right in, you know.
Were you guys having a lot of get-togethers and barbecues?
My mom's side of family, we're all up and down the East Coast. So we're from, like, Boston down in North Carolina.
Oh, wow.
So we have a big family, like, so my grandfather and grandmother, their heritage is down through the South. So
okay. We
go to D.C., Maryland area, have gatherings, North Carolina, South Carolina, Charlotte area, all that. And just family reunions are always there. And so it was just always somebody on the grill. And it was like, at a young age, I just gravitated towards the grill, you know?
There's certain people that do that. I was that way. But there's other people that, like, totally stay away, which I don't understand that at all.
And so, you know, they always say, like, us as we like the grill, but we kind of fire bugs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
That's what it
got
is.
Got trouble for, you know? So, I remember a time where my mom used to go to this high school in Brooklyn and walk, and it was Lincoln High School. So that's like the high school from He Got Game.
Oh, okay.
So she used to walk around the high school, the track, and I remember, I don't know how I got under the damn bleachers with another kid, and we were like playing with some lighters. He had a lighter, and we just ended up trying to light, and then like I ended up getting a whooping for that. And so
no, I did that. I remember we had family in Colorado and I live in California and we were driving there. I remember I found matches somewhere on the ground by the Grand Canyon and I lit it. I think I burned a couple of my fingers and I was so in trouble, but I was like, I have a friend that I grew up with that, him and a friend lit a hill on fire and the fire department had to come out and stuff. They were just playing around with matches and they just got stupid.
Playing with, I won't say where, when, but younger days, throwing some fireworks.
Yeah.
Ended up lighting a big patch of dry grass on fire and then fire truck had to come, so you know.
Yeah, you know. But now you're doing it more contained.
Yeah, doing it more contained for sure.
Yeah. So that's cool. So then you made it out to Kansas City and it's whatever happened and whatever caused that, it's a good thing you're here. And so then as you were here, were you more into the competition and that cooking side, or were you into the going to the restaurants or kind of mix of both? Because it seems like you have a good pulse. And I one of the reasons why I really wanted to talk to you too is because I feel like my podcast and YouTube show doesn't highlight Kansas City enough. And I want to continue to do that. Uh-huh. I'm starting to as much as I can, but it seems like there's a lot to showcase.
Yeah, so I got here and the competition thing really wasn't my thing. Restaurants, I hit a few. I don't go to a lot because I'd rather just cook it myself or learn how to cook something. May not know how to. But my take on the barbecue is also just from the content side. And taking photos and doing video content. So I can cook. I can take a decent picture.
Yeah,
so
yeah, you can.
I just put them together, you know?
I'll show photos. I'll social media photos. You take some rad photos. Like, you have a really good eye. That's what I'm
saying. Thank you. And so, yeah, I come at it more from that angle. With the competition thing, like, I like going to competitions and hanging out. Like, I'm affiliated with Fergalicious and, you know, the KC Grill & Co. store. So I go to competitions with them and take photos and document that. And I do videos also for the store. It's more from that angle.
And that's what you want to continue to explore, right? That's what you want to do, is be a creator and showcase.
Yeah. And so, like, I'll release the news here. I kind of have, but I haven't. But the content side of things, I'm now doing stuff for National Barbecue League.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I did a video on Tyler Harp. He's been on your show a couple times.
He has. Yeah. Now, I want to sign up for that. And I wanted to ask you specifically about the Barbecue League because I don't know enough about it. And I was writing the guy from, Mo Kaysen had something with Centex.
Yeah.
And so I was writing and I'm like, what is this? Yep. How much is it? Yeah. So we'll get into that, but tell how much it is and all that good stuff too. Yeah. Okay.
But yeah. I was doing my recipe videos for YouTube and now did my first interview video outside of working with the store was with Tyler covering the pop-up. And so Tim Shear from Blues Hog, Shake and Bake, and National Barbecue League and Gateway Drums talked to me about joining the team and creating my cooking videos for their subscriptions and doing interview videos. The Tyler video actually lives over there now on their service.
Okay.
And then I just recently shot a video with Joe Pierce from Slaps.
Oh, rad.
We did an interview.
Oh, I saw some behind-the-scenes stuff. Joe's a stud. He's a great guy. Yeah,
for sure. And super good, nice dude, too.
So nice. So is that going to, that will live on their server?
Yes. I want to give a big shout-out to Green Mountain Grills because I had talked to Richard from Fergalicious, and I want to do a series on pellet smoker. I never cooked on one, just from start to finish. Like, I'll be at the store and they're like, oh, Tariq, can you check the ribs on the Green Mountain? So I would go and do that. But I never just from start to finish did one. So they donated a pellet smoker for me this series that I'm going to...
That is awesome. Yeah, no, that's something that I'd love to... Like, I don't know enough about that either. I remember about 15 years ago, because I was into barbecue, a family friend said, hey, which one should I get? And so I asked other people and passed that information. But that's good for people to know.
For sure. And so it'd be fun to learn that. And just this past weekend, they had a backyard pitmaster class at the store and everything was smoked on the Green Mountain. So it was like, you can get some good stuff from it, you know?
So what was that all about too? I saw that too. Was that at the store?
Yeah. So I went to the store and took some photos of the class, just document that so they have content for the Instagram. And so Rich basically did ribs and brisket and pizza. The class, like, this class was kind of the, they asked the most questions out of all the classes I've been at the store. So, like, they were really into it. You know, we got a full class jotting the notes down and just learning from, you know, from somebody that has kicked ass on the comp scene too. So, you know.
So I should probably ask before I forget to ask, barbecue with Rick Rick, is that, was that a nickname? Was Rick Rick your nickname?
Yeah, so my homegirl Bobo, I met Bobo back in like 90, I think it was 94. We went on a black college tour.
Okay.
Me and her just got tight, and then like my nickname on the bus was Rick Rick. So just short out of Tariq.
So it's not Rick, it's Rick Rick.
Yeah, it's Rick Rick.
Rick Rick. That's good because we've said it so many times that people will be like, okay, now it's stuck in my head. It's stuck in my head forever.
I just struggled for a name, and I just was like, it's barbecue Rick Rick. It just worked.
And it's easy, and it actually, when you type it out on Instagram, it comes up pretty quick. But so how did you get connected with Tyler?
So just through Instagram. Like, once he, that first, when he started to bubble up, I found his Instagram. And then just reached out to him and asked him if he would be down for me to come take some photos. And then I got, as the time was coming up to it, I just thought, like, what if we just did a video? And so we did a video, and then it just worked out.
Didn't you do two videos?
We did one, and then I shot one of his smoker. I just haven't done nothing with it yet.
That's cool. And hanging out with Tyler. Tyler's such a great guy. That's got to be a fun shoot.
For sure. Like, him, his mom and dad, like, just super good people. I did Mother's Day photos with them for his mom.
Oh yeah, I saw those.
And so it's like, it's probably the ever Mother's Day photo shoot with a 1,000-gallon smoker.
And it shouldn't be the last. That should be like a thing.
Every year somebody should take Mother's Day photos with a smoker.
If anybody's listening and they want to pull, you have a lot of time until May. Is it May of next year? I think we have a plenty of time. So for people that want to hire you or connect with you, is it best is there an area, like, how far away are you from, like, Tyler? How far will you go? Will you go 30, 40 miles or what?
So growing up, when I went back to New York to pursue, like, I've been all over the United States. Okay. Like, I worked for XXL Magazine, King Magazine, Soul Collector Magazine, SneakerNews.com, did a lot of stuff for Nike for a lot of their shoots and stuff, their releases. Oh, wow. They would have, like, big party stuff. And so, like, I've been to California for shoots. I've been to Florida for shoots. I'll go wherever as long as it's, you know, they're paying.
Yeah, definitely. Things are probably a little bit weird now. They're probably not flying people out as much to stuff. Are you going to be focused now on creating content for National Barbecue League mostly? Or
so for my stuff, yes. And then we're going to continue to do interview videos with different barbecue restaurants and just people, period, you know, over however long we will do this. And then I'll get into doing my videos here soon. I plan to do two a month right now starting out. We'll just drop them on the subscription service.
And tell us about the National Barbecue League. How is that? Is it the league? I know I've seen it on Facebook. I've always clicked off of Facebook.
Yeah. So So I did the Tyler video, and then Tim reached out to me. They did a bunch of filming at the Casey Grill & Co. store. And so I went and hung out. I showed him that video. And then, like, before everybody left, he just had the idea to bring me on and create content from here. Because I think they're in Springfield, I think.
Are they?
I think so. I'm here, and it's just a lot around me, you know. Mm. It's a lot of different restaurants. It's a lot of competition guys here, not far.
Tyler's in Missouri, right?
Where they do the pop-up in Crane. Like, I'm, like, 45 minutes away.
Okay.
And I just, like, I popped up there two Saturdays ago and got food, took some photos.
Didn't you go to LC's recently?
Yeah. So, when my daughter was here and my buddy came down from Iowa, and I had been telling about LC's, it's, like, super duper, like, old school.
Yeah, so
like, you walk in and you're getting, they get beat up with smoke. Yeah. It's, like, it's just super good stuff. Like, it's not your fall off the bone rib. It's a little tight, it's a little slightly tough. Mm-hmm. And that's like, it just takes you back, you know.
What are your places, favorite places around there, around KC that you go to?
The LC's, Gates. I really like Gates. That's downtown Kansas City, Kansas side, for the wings.
Really?
So good. It's got like a little spice. It's really good.
That's funny because the first real taste of barbecue, but it's Arthur Bryant's. But I had a friend this is a long time ago, before I was really into barbecue, sent me an igloo cooler with Arthur Bryant's in it. He FedExed it. He's like, you got to try this. This is better than anything in California. And it was just so bizarre. Like, it had white bread with it and a sliced meat and then like all the
white bread with everything.
Yeah. But I didn't know at the time. And I'm like, this is, and I brought it to my friend's house. And we opened it like opened the Ark of the Covenant, like in Indiana Jones. And it was like, what are we? And we just had the greatest dinner. It was exactly. But do you prefer Gates to Bryant's?
So I haven't gone to Bryant's yet. Like, I really, truly, like, I'm more cooking myself. Yeah, like, yeah. I'm really just, like, because I'm trying to get content. So it's, like, I'd rather cook and then get my photos or get my video and then use it. But, like, I'll go to LC's every now and again. Recently had some slaps. Burning the slaps are, like, super good. The turkey is good. Turkey at LC's is really good, too.
See, that's surprising. You would never in California say the turkey is really good anyway. But it's different. At a barbecue place, it's different.
Really enjoy turkey at places. It's starting to kind of, I think it's going to end up being my thing.
I think it's actually going to become my thing, too. It's because, it's just, and also, too, it gets heavy. Like, I eat so much brisket. I eat so much of everything. It's nice to have something that kind of balances
for sure.
Out. So then what are all the different ways that people can get a hold of you?
So you can catch me on Instagram at Barbecue and Recre.
Easy.
So I'm on there creating the content. My personal is Dunk on Dunks. So yeah, that's where you can catch me at. Catch all the content. Catch me at the National Barbecue League. There's two subscription services. That's $100 yearly, which is kind of more towards your comp guys. And then you also have your, I think it's $5.99 a month.
Something like that. I think you might be right. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's more your backyard cook guy, and that's kind of like what'll be my lane with my personal videos. And then interview videos will just be for, you know, everybody to get a hold of and check out whatever the video is about.
Well, that's awesome. I want to highlight them, and I'll put a link to that below, and I want to sign up. I've been meaning to sign up. I'm glad we did this because it reminds me that it's not that much. It was like five, I think you're right, like $5 or $6.99 or something.
And then I just got to give a shout out. I would love to give a shout out to Jealous Devil, Charcoal, Cote Knives, ThermaWorks, Vaughn Wood Products.
Tell me about the charcoal.
Listen, Jealous Devil, when the name is fitting, when I say hot, I mean hot. You need something to cover your fingers when you mess with Jealous Devil because it gets hot. Good stuff, though.
Is it from the, like, from the center of the earth kind of stuff?
No, it's it's up there. The wood is meant, they get the wood from South America.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Certain type of wood from down there, and it just, their process, it just burns really, really hot. Last long, and I think I've been working with them for like a year now.
All right, okay. What was the knife company again?
Cote Knives.
Tell me about them.
So I just started working with them recently. It's more they don't do just your Japanese knife. It's kind of, they took the German and the Japanese, so you get the soft, but then you also get the hard. Like, they kind of combined it to get best of both worlds.
Well, that's interesting. I'll have to check them out. That's rad. That's cool. And ThermaWorks, and I know ThermaWorks. And then you said a wood company too.
Yeah. So Vaughn Wood Products. They make. So I get pecan and cherry. That's mostly what I use. Now I've been working with them for a while. They looked out for me. I cooked last year for them at the Royal. Just 2 weeks ago, I asked them about cooking again this year, but then we got canceled.
Yeah.
No Royal this year.
Got a big wood yard. How would you buy this?
They're South Missouri. Kansas City Barbecue Store carries it.
Okay.
They're in different Ace Hardware, all these different stores like that. I get the chunk, which is a little larger chunk. They try to get as much of the bark off as they can, which is good. It just burns better.
For YouTube, are you going to still will you have any YouTube content? Or
I want to try to do some every now and again, like maybe every, like either once a month or every other month. But I'll definitely be putting the preview videos on my page as well. On my Instagram and my YouTube to kind of draw people to National Barbecue League.
Is it Barbecue with Recreek on YouTube?
Yes. Cool. Yep.
And I noticed on your personal page, you have a lot of hats.
Yes, I have a lot of hats. it's a lot of hats right there. It's a lot of hats right there. It's a lot of hats right there.
That's hilarious.
Like, I'm pushing 600.
Oh, wow. I thought we were kindred spirits. I had about 100 and something. That's right. That's a cool style. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Did the gray.
Nice. Let me see the sign. The red. I like that.
And then this is actually glow-in-the-dark stitching. And then behind the words, the drop shadow is glow-in-the-dark.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. And that'll be on your website soon?
I'll have t-shirts, long-sleeve t-shirts, the hats. I think I'm going to put the mask on there.
Cool.
We're going to do a midway price sweater hoodie.
Cool.
And then we'll do a champion hoodie as well.
That's awesome. Okay, cool.
Probably do stickers as well.
You have to do stickers.
Yeah. And pins.
Is there anything we missed that you want people to know about you or about what you're doing?
No, I think we're good.
Do you like people coming up to you saying hi, chatting?
Yo, you know what? Just recently, so I go in the store, right? I'm like this. It's a CVS. I go up to pay. I go, what did I go for? I went to get some batteries.
Okay.
I walk in there. I go to the counter. It's a young lady. And she's like, so we both got masks on. You know, my hat says that. I have my gray hat on and then my logo. So, like, she looked, you can tell she looked at me. And then I'm getting my money out. And then she goes, are you barbecue with Reek Reek? You worked at the Lenexa Rec Center. And I was like, yeah. And then she's like, oh, yeah, I saw you on my friend Hallie's stories. And I was like, oh, cool. Thank you.
That's cool.
It's just, it was super weird.
Oh, that's such a small world. That's really, really cool. The problem I was telling somebody, I think I was telling Zach Parker, the problem is like, a lot of times I wear glasses like so I can see my computer, but I look like a kind of a different person. And so like I'd see like Sam Jones or people like Pat Martin. I saw them at some event one time and they had no idea. And I've talked to them and interviewed them for like an hour and they still, and then after a while they're like, okay, I can tell that weird voice of Kevin's that they knew who I was. But eventually
I would also like to just send a shout out to the Smoke Sheet guys, man.
Oh yeah.
They've looked out for my cooking videos. They posted Tyler's video. They'll post my photos every now and again. So I definitely got to give a shout out to them.
To Ryan and Sean. I'm actually interviewing Sean tomorrow. We're doing a kind of a recap about barbecue in New York right now, what's happening with the barbecue scene, because things have changed so much.
So that's funny. So when I did the Tyler video, I went twice, but the first day I went, I'm bringing my stuff in, I'm putting it down, I'm talking to Tyler, all of a sudden I turn and here comes Sean. Super random. Like next trip to New York is we've talked about doing something when I come back out there.
You should, for sure. Especially too, because he has a lot of connections at places. You can get some behind the scenes stuff that people love and that most people don't have an opportunity to get.
So I do have a vlog on my YouTube. I went to Izzy's Smokehouse and I went to Hometown. I can't watch the video. I just literally get hungry, like from both places, but something that I can eat whenever. And like Izzy's, the brisket, a kosher brisket, like when you think about that it's kosher, it'll blow your mind that you can create a brisket that good.
And what's also crazy too, when I talk to him, is that like he can't test other people's, he can't try other people's briskets. Like,
thing is, like, how do you know it's right? It's, like when he first did it, when he first had the idea to be like,
yeah,
I'm going to make a kosher brisket, but I can't eat that. So how do I know it's right?
It's mind-blowing. He actually did, I think at one point, I forget when it was, Aaron cooked him a brisket, a kosher brisket.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but that's cool. Is like way later on. Like he was at some event, they did something, and Aaron specifically, whatever, he talked to Izzy and they cooked a kosher brisket just so he could see how Aaron does it. But that was, it's so wild. That's amazing.
Eat code. That's what that was.
Yeah, exactly.
The food, there's a Jewish dish that they make. I'm going to murder the name. It's a potato, like a baked, like type of potato thing.
Okay.
It's a coplich or something like that.
Okay.
I'm destroying the name. But if you ever go, look for that.
Okay.
And he gave me a piece of that, and it was great. And then we went to Hometown. The everything was good, but those wings that they make.
I've heard they're ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Yes, you gotta go.
No, I gotta come. I gotta come visit you, and then I gotta go. Maybe I can meet you in Brooklyn or in New York.
You definitely gotta come do a KC run, man.
I know. Well, I have. It was on my schedule. I was supposed to go in February. I was supposed to go to Tennessee and then over to KC. But
you was gonna go to Blake.
Yeah, I was gonna go see Blake, and I was gonna hang out for a couple days at B.E. Scott's with okay. Zach Parker, and then I was going to go to either Memphis. I think he wanted to go to Memphis. I don't know. Zach was talking about going to with Blake somewhere. He's like, we'll go somewhere and we'll get drinks. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever.
Definitely do want to go down and try Blake. Like, the food looks good. You know, he's down there killing it. He looks like he's five.
He looks like he's five, yes. Imagine when he's like, when he's 70, he'll be like, look like he's 40.
He's going to look 40. Like, it's but easy.
But it's funny. I text him almost every day. Like, it's so inspirational because he's so excited about what he does. He's very passionate.
Yeah.
He's trying really hard, and it's showing, and people are coming, and his plating looks great. Everything looks great.
Yeah, and the building that he was going to be moving into, that was a crazy cool building, man.
Yeah.
A lot of heritage is going on at that building.
Definitely. He wants to make a place like a place in Lockhart, an old building, or like Louis Miller's or something, that he wants to have something that's there forever, which is really, really cool.
Yeah, awesome. No doubt.
This whole world is really cool. I'm super glad that we finally got to connect, and I'm glad that...
Sure.
I love what you're doing, and I wanted to highlight, and I'll highlight with photos, and I'll highlight with links, and I'll do a companion blog piece with this, because you're doing great stuff, and it shows that you're passionate, and it's like, it's only up for you, I think.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I hope with everything, kind of switch up and move forward for me, getting connected with more companies is like a goal,
mm-hmm.
you know. I just recently also, I want to shout out Denny Mike's. They're a rub company.
Oh, cool.
Out the north. And I did a giveaway with them recently. They just been looking out, sending me some product, and just cooking and getting content with it.
That's awesome. And then that's the relationships you're creating with these companies. That's huge. Like, those are relationships you'll have hopefully forever. So that's rad. I'm excited for what you're doing, and I hope you... get some rest, because I got to get up early tomorrow.
Got to go to work in a couple hours.
All right. Well, take care. Thank you so much for doing this. I'm glad we squeezed this in. Awesome. Have a
great
day.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right.